Welcome to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns. Sorry for, hey, live radio, man. You just go with it, buddy. So we are at, man, what a beautiful place we have driven to. Walter Welborn High School, home of the Panthers, where the Comer Tigers have taken their tour on the road and looking for a big win tonight.
Yeah, this is my first time actually being at Walter Welborn, so I'm looking forward to the matchup versus BB Comer Tigers and your Walter Welborn Panthers. As you said, really nice gym. I think both teams have a great chance to play a great game tonight. You look at BB Comer, they're sitting at 4-9. They're 0-3 in the region, but you look at Walter Welborn, they're also 0-11. And they're 0-2 in their region as well. So should be a good team tonight. Should be a good opportunity for both teams to be able to come out and compete and show what they can do.
Yeah, both teams scoring a lot less than their opponents this year, but really the Walter Welborn Panthers scoring 344 points, giving up 772. The Comer Tigers scoring 657 and giving up 825. As you mentioned, Walter Welborn is on an 11-game losing streak, and that's all 11 games, but our Comer Tigers are on a 7-game losing streak. So guaranteed tonight, a streak will be broken.
Yeah, I think it's a good time for both teams to come out and compete. And, you know, this is actually somebody BB Comer can play with. And it's for Walter Welborn, this is someone that they can play with. So I think tonight should be a good game. You know, both teams, well, we know BB Comer, we know that Cam Gaddis is a basketball player. He can do it all. But looking at Walter Welborn warming up, they have some good players who can lay the ball, can shoot the ball. So, and it should be a good matchup for both teams just to be able to, you know, just get better, you know. You always want to improve and get better, especially if you become a player on the road. So I think you should just want to improve tonight and get better.
And you got the same. It was a surprise for me tonight. But one of my favorite players to call in football at Comer and in basketball, he just has a – he's a big kid with a bigger heart, Caden Brown. Good to see Caden back on the court tonight. Battled a knee injury and was out for most of the season, but looking to finish his senior year playing ball.
Yeah, Caden Brown's a nice young kid. I mean, I got to see him finish. He finished pretty good in the game tonight versus Midfield. He had some key minutes, some key rebounds. He played some good defense, but also shot some good free throws. He's a big athletic guy. He can really defend the block really well. He focused on his free throws, and I think you'll see tonight that once he starts getting back into rhythm and knowing what he can do, I think BB Comer has a plan for that young man tonight. So hopefully he can just be the man on the block that you want him to be and just try to be good defensively but offensively as well, get up and down the court.
And you're right, and I don't want to say it this way, but it just is this way. It's Cam Gaddis, and who's going to support? Who's that supporting cast around Cam Gaddis? Is Christian Robertson? Is it going to be his night tonight? Jaden Morgan. We've seen Jaden just take over a game. Will it be Jaden's time? Isaiah Hall, very important minutes when he plays. Ronaldo Riggins, but a player who makes a big impact. Quindarius Swain, he has all the tools of a basketball player.
Yeah, you talk about Quindarius Swain, but and all those guys you mentioned were great. But Greg, the last game, this guy Tajavius Simmons stepped up too.
Yes.
He had some good key blocks, some rebounds. He was big in the paint, got back on transition. So I'm excited to see if he can build off that game versus the Midfield. Normally when you have a good game, you want to continue to build off your success, but you want to be consistent as well. So I'm really excited to see what Tajavius Simmons and all those guys we let you name. We know Ronaldo Riggins can do, Isaiah Hall, but this Simmons kid, number 12, I'm looking forward to see how can he build on momentum that he's created for last game versus a good team when they played Midfield.
And we've seen Caleb Sherum start games. We've seen him come off the bench. He's another big body that rebounds very well, plays very good defense. So Coach Satcher he's got a full complement of players. Now, can they put it together tonight against the Panthers?
Yeah, that's one thing you want to see as a coach. You know, you take baby steps, but at the same time, you want to see, can my team put this together? Can we put rebounding? Can we put boxing out? You know, if they throw a press break on you, you want to see a complete game. That's how you continue to get better as a team. You know, you practice things, but at the same time, when it comes to game time, you want to be able to execute everything that you practice. So it should be a good opportunity for Coach Satcher and his BB Comer Tiger squad to come out and do that tonight.
I tell you what, we were about 3 minutes, 50 seconds away from tip-off. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosapines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Kix 100.3. Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. We'll have to make a quick call into our, you know, the game show that had phone a friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get one call. Yeah. Lee Perryman is going to be my one call because we have a little what I call a palate issue, and we will get that resolved. But RJ, it's good to be back with you again. I missed Friday night. I'm glad you had a great time. David is a great person to cover games with, and now I get to come back in the presence of the superstar. So I feel better today.
Oh well, David, you're the superstar, man. It was good being with you tonight. I mean, you know, we all. So we have responsibilities, and I'm glad you and your family just doing well tonight. And it was really a great call with David not the other night. You know, he calls games really good, and I enjoy being on him to call tonight. But I'm definitely looking on being back on the call with you tonight, my friend Greg. And we're going to see if we can get this thing rolling here pretty soon.
It rolled in the girls' game, man. The girls, a 51-15 victory. That was the girls played a really really solid basketball game from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, the girls, that's probably the best I've seen them play all year. You know, they come out, they put everything together tonight. You know, everything was rolling offensively, defensively. But, you know, the big girls down low, they were really banging tonight. And I think B.B. Comer needs to continue to build on that momentum, especially if they want to get better here, you know, like with the tournament coming up soon. So I think Coach Reynolds and his staff deserve a lot of credit for tonight. They played really good. Their girls were on it tonight, so hopefully the boys can continue this hot streak that the girls started, you know, for tonight's matchup.
Now the boys are out here, and the boys, we talked about how sharp their pregame warm-up jerseys are. They're in the yellow or gold, light gold shirts, and the Walter Welborn Panthers, I kind of like their style, man, black and white.
Yeah, that black and white is really popping. That white numbers and everything is really popping, so the swag is definitely there tonight for Walter Wilbur.
We are set. Both teams have finished warm-ups, and they have made their way to their respective benches. And we have a unique vantage point tonight, my partner. I feel like I'm in trouble in grade school. We're in the corner. We are in the corner right next to the end of the Comer bench. So, like you said, this is a beautiful place, and There are no seats in, I call it the first level, court level. All the seats in here are up above.
Right,
so it's
right.
Really cool how that second tier is up top. And we'll have the Comer starters for the Comer Tigers. Number one, Christian Robertson. Number two, Jaden Morgan. And Ronaldo Riggins will get the start at guard. Cam Gaddis, Mr. Everything. I'd love to see Cam have the opportunity to go play in the last senior starting the game tonight, Caden Brown. I'd love to see Cam be able to do something at the next level.
Yeah, Cam, he's just really, I mean, good athletic type guy. You talk to him, really humble and everything. You know, that's what a college coach wants to know, but not only college level, but high school. I mean, he's really humble. He's very athletic, and most definitely is God-given talent for sure.
Because he came out to football, and I thought, man, a lot of times basketball players typically aren't good running backs. I mean, it's just the way it is. And I'm telling you, man, he lit it up until he got injured. And he was a tremendous asset to the football team, and he's a tremendous asset to this basketball team.
he's one of the guys just gonna give it all every chance he get. And that's what you want. That's what you want in a player like Cam Gaddis.
Wade Woodard, number 0. Justice Williams, number 1. Number 11. Zane Hill, number 12. Jeffrey Leonard. And it'll be Luis Morales Chavez. And that will round off the top five. I'm glad they said it that way, because on the roster it had Chavez Morales. So I'll have to reverse that on my paper here. But Comer Tigers come out. We almost have a direct contrast in colors here. The Comer Tigers come out in all white tonight. A little stripe of black and gold stripe around the pant, but keeping it simple. And the Walter Welborn Panthers come out. Like I said, they're all black top, black bottoms, little stripe, gold stripe down the side, and white letters. So another example tonight, if you throw it to the wrong person, you need to go to the bench. The tip, the Comer Tigers will take control. Robertson to Ronaldo Riggins in the corner. Now back to Robertson. Looks like the Panthers are in a 2-3 zone as we get this game going. Cam Gaddis, top of the key. Thought he was going to pull up. We'll hand it off to Ronaldo Riggins on the left wing. Back up top to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis will drive in the lane. Kick it to Ronaldo Riggins. Riggins passes up the three. Gives it to Morgan. Now back to Riggins for three. That's off the front of the rim. Long rebound to the Panthers. And the Panthers will run. That's Justice Williams will miss the layup. And Robertson will take it coast to coast. Hand it off to Caden Brown. And Caden got a case of the happy feet under the goal.
Yeah, Caden, he tried to have the ball in control, but he just looked like he wanted to score too. So you got to be careful, Caden. We see what you're trying to do, big fella.
Panthers try to get it inside to Woodard. And that is Luis Morales Chavez. It will get the first two on an easy layup.
Yeah, B.B. Comer has to box out right there on the transition. So in order for him not to get the rebound, you got to put a body on him, and you got to get down there and box out.
Gaddis will pull up for a three, and he'll hit it.
That was a good deep three by Gaddis right there. He stayed with the defense, given to him. So when he took the shot, he saw the open opportunity. It was a good three.
Half-court trapping defense. And that is going to almost forcing a turnover was Robertson. That ball will go out on Christian. It'll be Panther ball. They'll throw it in right in front of the Comer bench. But the Comer Tigers want to start out in man defense. Near steal. That's Williams. Goes baseline. Gets it up top to Woodard. That pass will be picked off. And the pass ahead to Cam Gaddis. And that was a little too far. He's going to have to pull it back and start the offense. Left wing, he'll drive in, dish it to Robertson, and that ball will hit the supporting strap. I saw that in the girls' game. That's kind of odd that you have a strap coming into the court like that.
Right, you don't see that in most games. Let's hit the top. That's the top, but you don't see most straps right there.
Mm-hmm. Again, token full court pressure, almost creating a turnover. Long three-pointer by Zane Hill will be missed. Cam Gaddis will dish it off to Ronaldo Riggins for two.
It was a good pass right there. Ronaldo, Cam Gaddis seen Ronaldo go down court. He had to dish it off to him. Good smart play for quick, easy points.
5-2. Comer with the lead. 5:21 to go in the first. And the Panthers will throw that ball out of bounds. And the Tigers will have it from the baseline. Here comes Cam Gaddis. He's in all white with the blue shoes tonight. Robertson Nice pass to the big man, Caden Brown, off the glass for two.
Yeah, that was a good dish right there. He's seen the defense penetrate on him. He dished off to the big man, Caden Brown. So it was a good pass and good score right there.
Wesley Woodard puts it off the glass for the Panthers for two. Long pass ahead. Jaden Morgan, right wing. Ronaldo Riggins, now they'll swing it across to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis looks at Coach Satcher. Step back three-pointer off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Riggins will get it and try to get it inside. And Riggins will pick it. And Morgan had the shot and airballed it and went out of bounds.
Yeah, I think he was got a little anxious right there. Take your time. You know, just because you're open, you don't have to shoot it, but just continue to look at what you have on defense. But he definitely rushed that as they get ready to get into this press break.
They'll break the press. Get it inside. Williams will miss it. Caden Brown with a rebound will get it. Ronaldo Riggins up ahead to Robertson. Robinson will drive in, miss the layup. Rebound by the Panthers. Maurice Traylor misses the layup. Now Morgan's got it. He's going down court. He'll throw it up off the backboard. And that'll be a foul. No?
Travel. I believe they called him travel violation.
Yeah.
Looks like he got a little too excited.
They'll work it in the corner. Long three-point shot off the back of the rim. Fight for the rebound. And it'll go out of bounds. Panther basketball.
Now, Weber, they're there for doing a good job of taking advantage of second chance opportunities. B.B. Cormer's going to get a box out, put a bite on these guys. If not, they're going to continue to try to get these long rebounds all night.
This doesn't look like an 0-11 basketball team.
It definitely doesn't.
They inbound it in the lane, but Caden Brown will pull it away. Get it up to Robertson. Robertson, three-point shot. Strong off the back of the rim. Here come the Panthers, but a turnover. And Caden Brown will be the recipient of hanging around the goal. And he'll get his fourth point.
The big man can score when he really has to, can he, Greg?
Steal in the backcourt, Ronaldo Riggins. To Cam Gaddis. Gaddis for three, and that is off the front of the rim, rebounded by the Panthers. Cam had too much time to think about that one. Boy, Caden playing tough defense inside. There you go, Caden. I told him before the game, Caden, if you foul, make it hurt.
Right.
You know, big men don't, and I said, no, big men make it hurt when they foul.
Yeah, you're not going to get nothing easy on that big man right there. I mean, we see him doing football, but basketball, I mean, hey, he's going to do his thing as well.
So that will be our first foul of the game. And that'll put Maurice Traylor to the free throw line for two, where he will miss the first of two. He will line up for the second shot, and that one will go in and out. But in there, fighting for the rebound is Juan Hernandez. I'm sorry, that was Luis Morales Chavez. He gets his. Fourth point, steal. Swain in the game, he gets the steal. And Gaddis tried a cross course. He got up in the air, and I think he got a little indecisive right there. And
yeah, this Cam Gaddis is a good player, but sometimes he tries to move too fast, try to do too much. Cam, we know you're athletic. Just slow down and do what the defense gives to you because you're a playmaker. You make plays.
Gaddis with a steal and the dunk for two.
This is a good, smart play right there. He deflected the pass on him. Press break. Thought he was going to get up that slam dunk, Greg, but I guess he said, it's not ready to dunk yet. Let me just take my time.
The Panthers fighting for the rebound inside. Ronaldo Riggins will come away with it, and he'll miss the layup at the other end, and here come the Panthers. Williams will drive in the lane, jump step, and put it in.
That was a really good move by Williams. I mean, Cam Gaddis tried to contest it, but the way he jump stepped it, it was really hard to defend. So that was a really good move right there by Justin Williams.
Robertson with the basketball, slowing it down. He'll pull up. Boy, that ball went in and out. Robertson can't buy a basket. .122 to go in the first, 15-8. The Tigers with the lead. And they will throw it in from the far side. That will be Justice Williams, who is a senior. He got a pretty good ovation from the crowd. Must be a pretty popular kid in the school.
Yes.
He'll throw it in to Traylor in the lane. And that foul is going to be on Caleb Shurum.
It looks like Caleb Shurum contested it, but at the same time, the referee going to get you with the block every time. That's why when coaches teach blocking, they want you to block straight up instead of using your body to block, because they're going to call that foul every single time.
And that will send Maurice Traylor to the free throw line, where he is 0 of 2, but he hit that one. Swain with the basketball. He'll work it back up top to Gaddis. Gaddis will dribble to the left wing. Coach Satcher yelling out what he wants. That three-point shot by Gaddis off the front of the rim. Here come the Panthers wanting to run. And a block. I thought it's going to be a two-shot foul. I didn't see who they got with the foul.
Yeah, that was a good job of Maurice Traylor. I mean, he's seen three defenders on him. I mean, why not go up and try to get the foul? And he did exactly that.
Christian Robertson, 38 seconds to go. Dish it to Shurum. Nice job getting the ball to the big man. And Shurum will put it in for two. We're going to get traveling on the Panthers.
Yeah, back on that last play, that was a good job. Once he seen the defense penetrating all of them, he just dished it off to the big man, Caleb Shurum. And that's what you want to see in the guard. Once you see the defense is collapsing in on you, somebody's going to be open. So that was a good job of Caleb Shurum just being ready for the layup.
Cam Gaddis, looks like the Tigers will go for one shot to finish this first quarter as we get down to 7 seconds. Five, Gaddis gets the screen from Shurum. He'll spin around. I think that was Justice Williams, or that was Woodard, who came from behind and was able to disrupt that shot. So we go to the second period, 15-10, the Comer Tigers with the lead. And we'll stay right here.
Okay, let's do it.
Caden Brown with 4 points in the first. Good to see, like I said, him back on the court playing. Caleb Shurum, you know, the big man with 6 points in the game. Cam Gaddis leads the way with five, hit the three-pointer, but on his first shot, the last three have not fallen.
Yeah, I want to see B.B. Comer doing a better job of just settling down their offense, taking their time, you know, run their plays, do what the coach doing them. But most of all, once you do all that, you have to be able to execute. So I want to see them be able to execute their offensive sets more and just take your time and be patient, because if you do that, the play will come to you.
That's Justice Williams, who will knife in for two.
Right there by number one, Christian Robson. Now he's taking it for the layup. Missed the layup, and the big man got the ball, and they're just throwing it down court now. Tyjavius Simmons just intercepted that pass. Cam Gaddis is in the corner right now. Looked like he wanted to shoot the ball. He's just looking, running their offense, just throwing it around the corner. A nice layup right there by Quindarius Swain for two. B.B. Comer is looking to be in their press break right now. Trying to advance the ball. Wilburn is trying to advance the ball. B.B. Comer is having great defense. Pass is being denied by Cam Gaddis. Cam Gaddis got the rebound. Now he's taking it down the court. Trying to run the offense, slowing things down. Looks to Javius Simmons, and he missed the layup, but he fights to get his layup. Oh, he misses it again. And it's going to be Wilburn ball. It's going to be B.B. Comer ball.
Thank you for helping out while we are working on our technical issue.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to do a little something.
Robertson will throw it in from the baseline. That's Cam Gaddis. Gaddis will pull up from the free throw line. A little strong off the back of the rim. Rebounded by the Panthers. .53 to go in the second, 17-14. Comer Tigers, as this get tightened up a little bit. Another missed shot by the Tigers. Cam Gaddis will get the rebound. And he will be fouled and go to the free throw line. That was Luis Morales Chavez on the foul. He won't go to the free throw line.
Yeah, it looked like he was in shooting motion. I'm surprised that they didn't take to the free throw line, because he was in motion and laid a ball up once he got fouled. So I don't know what happened right there.
Cam Gaddis driving in the lane, looking for Swain, and threw that one. Swain with a steal and up head off the glass will miss the layup, and the Panthers will come away with another rebound.
Like Coach Satcher called a 30-second timeout.
With 5:14 to go in the second, 17 to 14.
Yeah, for this team to be 0-11, I mean, they're playing some really good basketball. They're trying to get B.B. Comer around for their money, so we're going to step up right here. You know, the score is 14-17, but they're looking to not be denied, so B.B. Comer's going to do their thing right now, see what they can do to get going and try to create more points.
And we're getting shots, but it's kind of a one and done. We're not rebounding, getting second chance shots. The Panthers are doing a good job of getting in there, but also we're not doing a good job of getting in there to fight for it.
Right, and they're doing a good job of crashing the boards too. They want the rebound. They want every loose ball opportunity they can get.
Shot missed by Robertson. Another rebound by the Panthers. Tigers stay in man-to-man. Oh, I thought he stepped on the sideline. Swain with a steal. Swain down court. And that is going to be a offensive foul on Swain. He was on the left-hand side of the lane dribbling with his right hand. Then he switched it over at the last second to his left hand, but that left his right shoulder to go into the Panther player, and they got him on that one.
Yeah, my high school coach was big on, if you're on the left side, use your left hand. You're on the right side, use your right hand. So in that moment right there, I would imagine, okay, I'm on the left side. Let me try to create some contact, go with my left hand. Maybe I can draw the foul, but just learning point right there. Just don't try to lower that shoulder once you're going in for a layup.
Gaddis goes in. That shot was partially blocked. They'll get ahead to Morales and another steal. Ronaldo Riggins. We got two Comer Tigers alone at the other end of the court. And Christian Robertson with an easy 2 points.
Looked like he never wanted to throw the ball to Cam Gaddis or get the layup. I guess he said, I'm going to get the layup this time. And you can get the next one, Cam Gaddis. I think if Cam Gaddis would have got that ball, he would have tried to dunk, though.
Panthers get it in. Now full court pressure. Ronaldo Riggins with a steal and an easy layup in the backcourt. The Panthers want a timeout with 4:11 to go in the second quarter. 21-14. The Comer Tigers with the lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Kix 100.3. Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. If you don't try, don't succeed at work, first, try again. Wow, nice pass ahead.
Cam Gaddis with the answer on the layup right there for a quick, easy points.
Justice Williams with the basketball. He'll hand it off to Traylor. Traylor will go in and hit the shot, make this a 23-18 basketball game.
Wow, Traylor went in on two defenders, Greg. You have to be smart. You have to know who has who, but most of all, he shouldn't have made the ball on two defenders. got the nice step back three pointer. One thing about the Panthers, they're doing a good job of penetrating against the basket. They can get to the basket. They might not can do a good job of finishing, but they're doing a good job of just getting to the basket and trying to get those easy layups.
Swain for three. And the ball doesn't touch the rim, but this time the Tigers do get the rebound. That's Robertson high off the glass. He'll miss it, get his own rebound. Looked like a spinning behind the headshot that will go out of bounds. Comer basketball. Now Gaddis for three. And the Panthers with the rebound.
Jaden Morgan with the layup. That was a really nice layup for that young man. Gilbert's trying to break B.B. Comer's press break. Deflected by number one. Christian Robinson, good steal right there on the press break.
Yeah, that's a good job of him getting in between the defender. Panthers will throw it in. Underneath their own basket, a block by Swain, but the Tigers will pull it away, and a steal by Cam Gaddis. He'll get it ahead to Jaden Morgan for two. Now the Tigers trying to extend this lead 30-18, and a travel in the backcourt by the Panthers, and it'll be Comer basketball.
I think Coach Satchel wants his team to come up and get in the press break. You know, he's trying to create a lead right here and do everything he can. Even though you're up 30-18, you can't slack. So he wants them to continue to stay in the game, do the little things they have to do. That was a good job of getting a turnover right there, making the Weber Panthers travel.
Swain will come to the bench. And that'll be Simmons who comes into the basketball game. Ooh.
I think Cam Gaddis was expecting him to get a pump fake and drive to the goal, but instead he threw it out of bounds. Those are costly turnovers that you don't want to have. So Coach Satchel kind of tell him, just shoot the ball instead of overthinking the play. They're going to get to Javian Simmons right there on the foul. So Javian Simmons, you have to get around the defender, because if you don't, you continue to jump up, they're going to always get you on the foul. So he's doing a good job of getting around the defender on that low post and just denying the ball.
I'm going to put Juan Hernandez to the free throw line.
Wow.
Well, that will go off the back. I'm surprised that didn't hit the strap on top. Yeah. That hit the back of the rim, went straight up. And he'll miss the second shot, but a rebound by the Tigers, but a steal by Cam Gaddis, and Gaddis will go in and miss the layup. But there's Jaden Morgan with the rebound, and they're going to get Jaden with an over the back. Or no, they're going to say he was pushed. That's why he went forward. Thank you. Panthers try to throw it in. Ronaldo Riggins will knock that one back out of bounds. As the Tigers have really upped their backcourt pressure.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
Fight for the basketball, and oh, he stepped on the baseline. It didn't see, but a block by Swain from behind. And a long three-quarter shot. And we go to the half. 32-19, the Tigers with the lead. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Kix 100.3.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayette Full Athletics.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you are in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Comer fans, keep your home game strong this season. Brown Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical, proud partner of the Comer Sports Network, has delivered championship-level comfort across Alabama for over 60 years. When you want all-star service and a team that truly cares, Brown is your MVP. Committed to Comer. Call 205-44-BROWN or visit brownheatingandcooling.com for savings.
This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns. We are at Walter Wilburn High School, way up close to Anniston, Alabama.
Yeah.
Kind of off by itself, but beautiful place, a beautiful ride, and a absolutely beautiful facility they have here.
Yeah, really nice facility. It's more like, picture in mind, like a sports complex. So when I ride to the campus, I pulled in, I made it right. It's like, it said it was a gym there. I pulled out, I was like, hold on, is this the gym? So I had to keep going on around. So, I mean, it's a really nice sports complex. I've never been here, but I kind of like how, you know, all the athletes down here, but they have bleachers and stuff for fans and everything. So, really nice court, really nice venue.
And really nice that the Comer Tigers are in there talking about the first half with a 32-19 lead.
Yeah, this is a really good lead for the Comer Tigers. I would like to see them extend more. They played really good. They played okay in the second quarter, but kind of got kind of sloppy. You know, they kept trying to throw in passes away, kept trying to just rushing things. But I would like to see BB Comer just settle down, run their offense, and let them do what they do. You know, just because this team hasn't won any games, they're still playing hard, Greg, and they're looking to try to win their first game, even on senior night. So you want to come out and you want to make the adjustment in the locker room, but you also want to execute when you come out on the court.
Yeah, the Panthers seem like they really attack in the basket. And Comer Tigers really don't seem like they're really fluid in any kind of offense. It's just been kind of a two-man game over here or who can get open for just the three-point shot. We saw a couple of drives and dishes to the big men, which is really good because that plays big dividends all game long if you can drive and dish it off to your big guys. So we'll see what Coach Satcher comes out with, because if we hadn't made that late second period run, it'd be a lot closer.
Yeah, and I would like to see someone try to defend Justice Williams. You know, he's leading Walter Webb with 6 points. He's doing a good job of just getting in there and crashing the boards and just trying to get all the rebounds he can, you know. And he's definitely taking advantage of the second chance opportunity point. So somebody on BB Comer going to step up, going to box his young man out. He's not big, but he's very physical and athletic. So as long as he keep doing him, BB Comer's going to figure out how they're going to stop him and put a body in front of him and box him out.
Well, both coaches didn't talk long because both teams are out on the court. I like Cam Gaddis' style. He is in Coach Kyle Kilgore's office over there, throwing balls out of his office to the team. Watch him. He'll come. He's over in the corner over there.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's been in there for a while. No telling what he's doing now. Here he comes with the basketball.
And I think this is definitely a good game for even Coach Satcher being back. You know, he shared with us, this is kind of his old stomping ground. So, probably a good time when you can come back, you know, to your home area and try to play some basketball. I see him talk to some fans, some friends. So, this is a good time for him to come back and just be able to play in the area that he grew up in.
And we have a special guest in the stands, former Comer basketball Coach Herbert in the stands.
Yeah, good time for him to come back and just support the guys. I'm really glad he can come back and just support. You know, I'm pretty sure that him and Coach Satcher had a good relationship here, so really good job for them two, just to come back and support the guys as well.
I'll tell you what, we've got about 2 minutes, 30 seconds from the second half, so we'll take a break and we'll come right back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Kix 100.3.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Cold weather is here, and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Calmer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Calmer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns. We start the third period, 32-19. The Calmer Tigers on top of the Panthers from Walter Welburn. It'll be Calmer basketball. Jade Morgan in the lane. That ball will be partially blocked, and the Panthers with a pass up ahead, and that is Justice Williams will miss the layup, fight for the basketball. Morgan's on the ground, and he will get it to, well, that was a nice touch pass by Caden Brown to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis will pull up in the lane and hit the shot.
That's what B.B. Coleman needed right there to start the second half off. Cam Gaddis was very patient. Took defense, gave him, and pulled up for a nice jump shot.
Traylor with the basketball. Boy, that was an up and down. Yeah, good defense by Cam Gaddis. He stuck his hand in there. Morgan had him on one side, and Gaddis had him on the other. And
really good defense.
Here comes Cam Gaddis. Gaddis to Robertson. He'll hand it off to Ronaldo Riggins from the left wing. Three-point shot off the front of the rim, and that is Wesley Woodard with the rebound for the Panthers. He'll hand it off to Justice Williams. He's guarded by Cam Gaddis. And it's a steal, and here comes Cam Gaddis. And they're going to get two-shot foul. It's a good thing he got the foul because actually Gaddis was passing that ball.
Yeah, and then Gaddis, I like how he turned the defender around too as he kind of turned around mid-air. So it was a really smart play for both teams. But I think their coach thought it was a block, but really got him with the body.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You said that earlier because a lot of times everybody sees half up.
Yeah.
They don't see what's going on half down when you get your hips into them.
Exactly.
And they're going to say that.
I think Coach Sash thought it was a shooting foul.
Pass into Morgan. And he'll get it back out to Gaddis. 6:36 to go in the third. 34-19. Comer on top. Gaddis behind the back in the lane. He'll get it in the corner. Ronaldo Riggins for three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound. The Panthers. We've got a travel in the backcourt for the Panthers. We got to get some shots to fall, partner. This is a decent lead, but we've seen what the Panthers can. They can score pretty easy, too. Gaddis in the lane. And, man, he can. We had bird's eye view. Man, he can get up and just float.
Yeah, I think he even said, man, I should have made that, man. So even he know, he said, if you get to the easy that bat, you get to the basket that easy and you up in the air, you got to finish that. But I feel like a player like him, he's going to continue to learn from that.
They go to the free throw line for two. I know if you ever watched the Justice League movie, the last one, the new one, where Superman was standing there and Flash went behind him, and it's like his eyes could see him. That's how Cam Gaddis was right there. He was up in the air as he hits the free throw. He was up in the air going for the finger roll, and his eyes were looking in the lane.
Right.
Oh, a tie up in the backcourt again. That duo of Gaddis and Morgan, as Morgan will tie it up against Justice Williams. I don't think Cam Gaddis understands how good he really is.
Yeah.
Pass ahead by the Panthers, and they'll throw it out of bounds, trying to get Jeffrey Leonard down the right side of the court.
It's a good job B.B. Comer doing some off-ball pressure. You know, nobody wasn't even on them, but that press break made them just throw the ball up, and no one was open. So that was a good job B.B. Comer just creating some off-ball pressure defense.
Morgan with the basketball. Step back three-point shot. Man, that was in and out. Rebound by the Panthers. Can't buy one. Williams will dribble it around, get it in the corner. That's going to be another. Oh, they're going to get a foul on Ronaldo Riggins. I thought it was another tie-up. I thought he got in there and its official comes over to Coach Satcher and said he got him on the arm. The Panthers will throw it in from the baseline. That's going to be a steal by Caden. Brown, nice save. Cam Gaddis on that pass. He'll miss. Caden Brown looked like, what did you call that foul for? But that was a left-hand cleanup job.
Yeah. Then Coach says the defense lineman and Caden Brown right there. It looked like he barely pushed him, though, Greg.
He shed the defender, didn't he?
Yeah.
Justice Williams jump step in the lane. He'll go up, and he'll get the foul. I'm telling you, man.
Hey.
Justice is a he's a pretty good basketball player.
He is.
And off the inbound pass, that's Luis Morales Chavez, who cuts in the lane and gets the easy layup.
That was a really good cut off the inbound pass right there. Just dished to him, saw him coming in. He's able to lay the ball up.
Well, they do something different. When you inbound under the goal, they're all at midcourt, and they just all rush in. So it's not like they're trying like a regular inbound pass. Robertson takes it strong to the basket. He'll miss the shot, but go to the free throw line for two shots.
Gotta make these free throws.
Yeah, Robertson misses the first of two. I like how he kind of flicks the ball almost sideways. That one's a little strong. Rebound. Panthers. Williams with the basketball. He'll take it in, miss it. Cam Gaddis with the rebound. Another tie-up. And it'll be Comer basketball.
Look like Cam Gaddis and Justice Williams trying to go at it a little bit. I mean, you like seeing it in high school basketball, a little competition, they're having fun. I mean, both guys really athletic, some good basketball players, so it's been fun watching these two athletes.
And Gaddis says, I'm going to take it in on the other end, go high off the rim and miss it. The ball will go out on the Panthers. And Cam Gaddis will throw it in to Ronaldo Riggins. Riggins thought he was going to shoot the three, will dribble in. And he is going to lose the basketball. Falls in the hands of Williams. He gets the pass up ahead to Luis Morales Chavez. And that's another easy basket.
Yeah, you got to get back. B.B. Comer's kind of slacking right now. You got to get back on defense, especially in transition, because these guys are going to get back, and they're going to try to find a wide open basket every time.
Robertson drives, and this time he'll hit it, count it, and he'll go to the basket for one. 3:51 to go in the third, 37-23. The Comer Tigers for the lead. Caleb Sherem will check in the game. Caden Brown will come to the bench. Get a break. Robertson will miss the and one. Here come the Chavez will miss two shots. And then coming behind him is number 32, who we do not have on the roster.
Yeah, B.B. Comer, you got to box out, man. You know, these guys are getting a lot of second. They had like 3 second chance opportunities right now. Coach Satcher's really upset. I can't blame him, though. You got to get in and box out.
Yeah, Chavez just knifed his way through there in between two Comer defenders. Second free throw. Off the front of the rim. Morgan with the rebound. Here comes Cam Gaddis. I thought Gaddis was going to shoot it. He'll hand it off to Robertson. Robertson for three again, in and out. But Morgan with the rebound.
Looked like Cam Gaddis wanted to shoot it, but he kind of hesitated on that last shot.
Robertson with the crossover. They'll lose the dribble, but get it back to Morgan. Morgan drives the lane, puts it up. And it'll hit the floater. 39-24.
Oh.
Robertson a little too aggressive going over the back on that steal.
Yeah. It was really, really good defense, though. Really aggressive, but at the same time, you got to be smart. You don't want to keep reaching across the body. Eventually, the referee is going to call it. And right now, like they're going to the free throw line for the bonus.
Yeah, don't want to pick up a – you're up 15. You don't want to pick up a tacky foul like that.
Yeah.
Stop the clock. 2:58 to go in the third. You want to keep this clock running.
And don't be lazy.
Mm-hmm. That'll put Jeffrey Leonard to the free throw line. He'll miss the first shot. I guess we had a double lane violation. Did they not call which one?
Looked like he was on Wilburn.
I think Sherem stepped first, and then the Wilburn kid put both feet in.
Okay.
But I guess it's whoever went first. So another free throw for the Panthers. And that one was all net, but the wrong side. It was on the outside of the net. And Gaddis will throw it in. 2:58 to go in the third. 39-24, the Comer Tigers with the lead. Looking to break a 7-game losing streak. Gaddis.
Ooh.
Nice pass inside to Robertson. Robertson getting some hustle points now.
That was a really good pass right there. Cam saw him. He kind of seen what he had, and Robertson just spent it on in and got 2 points. Way to have a good vision right there as a point guard.
Boy, players on the floor. And looks like Coach Kilgore will get a timeout. We'll take one with him. 2:29 to go in the third. 41-24, the Comer Tigers with the lead. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Kix 100.3.
Did you know you no longer need a physician referral to begin physical therapy? Hey, it's Evan Donahue. With Donahue Physical Therapy, that means no extra steps, no delays, and no waiting around. Just faster recovery and the care you deserve right away. Our experienced team is here to help reduce pain, restore movement, and get you back to living life on your terms. Let me and our entire team at Donahue Physical Therapy help you today. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy.
Make sure you and your car are insured with the best coverage possible. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Sheila Curtis is there. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is driven by State Farm agent Sheila Curtis.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns on the call tonight. From Wilburn High School, 41-24. Tacoma Tigers lead with 2:23 to go in the third. Panthers with the basketball. Having a hard time moving around now as the Tigers have turned up the energy on defense. And Justice Williams will take an extra step.
Ref got him with the ball right there. Thought it was a good call. Justice Williams kind of got a little antsy right there. Was trying to do a whole lot of things at one time instead of being patient. But kind of wanted to move a little bit before, so it was a good call.
Robertson will get it in to Cam Gaddis, who hands it right back to Robertson. Robertson gets a screen from Shurum. Three-point shot missed. Shurum with a rebound. He'll put it up, miss it. But there's Quindarius Swain to grab the rebound and put it back in for two. Swain, only a sophomore. He's going to be a big-time basketball player. He gets a block on the other end. That time he went for the volleyball swat and got a little too much Panther player.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see how he's going to develop. I mean, you can tell he has a little more room to grow. Pretty tall, just sophomore, so I look forward to see his growth in like 2 years or so.
Looks like he will be coming out of the game. First free throw by Chavez is a miss. No, it's going to be Jaden Morgan who will come out of the game. Tyjavius Simmons will come into the game. As you mentioned him before the game, he brings a lot of energy to the lineup when he's in. He's in there fighting for the rebound, but there's Chavez who will muscle another basket from under the goal in. But here's Gaddis, coast to coast, will miss the layup. Just doesn't have the touch on those tonight. Steal by Gaddis, up ahead to Robertson. Robertson will hit the layup. 45-26, Comer. 105 to go here in the third.
Comer doing a good job right there, moving the ball, just get some easy layups.
They get it into Chavez, who he's racking up some points now. Yeah, easy basket.
This guy Chavez is a ball player. He's going to get his points.
Robertson with the drive and the floater. Christian Robertson having a good game. 47-28, 30 seconds to go in the third. Justice Williams will dribble into the corner. He'll get it to Traylor. Traylor will miss the layup. Caleb Shurum with the rebound. He'll hand it off to Robertson. Robertson will dribble it up at half court. And it looks like the Tigers will settle in to get the final shot here in the third. Robertson, step back three-pointer. He'll miss it. Caleb Shurum with the rebound and almost hit it in the quarter. 47-28. The Tigers on the lead. We'll be back. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Kix 100.3.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head to Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Colmer Sports Network.
47-28 as we start the fourth period action from Loverne High School. And we'll start it with a nice pick by Swain. He'll hand it off to Shurum. Shurum will drive in the lane and hand it off to Cam Gaddis. That's Simmons for three in the corner.
Just like the Simmons I know from the last game versus the midfield. He came in late in the fourth, in the second half, and had some key shots right there. That's what I would like to see from Tajavius Simmons.
He gave Coach Satcher two thumbs up on that one. Williams. Wow, Williams drives in and hits the 10-footer. About gets run over by his own player on the other end of the court.
This guy Williams is a playmaker. He's going to make plays and he needs to be made. Very clutch and takes his time.
Swain for three. A little short off the front of the rim. Panthers with the rebound. Oh, near pick by Cam Gaddis.
Ooh, I think Cam Gaddis probably wanted that for a dunk.
Simmons with the rebound. Oh, it's, I thought it went off his knee, but it was saved. Now Gaddis for three, and Gaddis hits the three. Gaddis, the only player on the court with a headband.
Nike headband at that.
It is.
And their jerseys are Under Armour.
And he gets the rebound and nice pass up ahead to Simmons. Simmons with a reverse layup will miss it. But Swain is there to get the rebound and put it in for two. And all Coach Satcher could do was laugh about that one. Still Cam Gaddis. Here it is. Showtime. Oh, and he misses the dunk. And here come the Panthers. Boy, the Panthers are having a tough time trying to pass the ball. The Comer defense is very handsy tonight. They're getting their hand on the ball no matter where it is, and it's going to be another turnover. And that's really been the difference in this game. I mean, just either they score or they have a very hard time just passing the ball.
Yeah, Cam Gaddis, man, you have to finish that dunk right there. It's a wide-open dunk, Cam. I thought the coach was going to take him out at first. He's like, I might give you another opportunity, but Cam Gaddis, we know you can do it, man. Just take your time and concentrate.
Ronaldo Riggins for three. That one's short, and that'll be rebounded by Walter Welburn. Thought he had one right there. Ronaldo Riggins will foul. That's Cody Gamble. Put the shot up. That was 6'2 on about 5'6 right there.
I guess he said, I'm a shorter man, so you're not getting nothing easy. I'm going to foul you, man, because you're not finna score on me. Maybe like I can't defend.
Gamble go to the free throw line for two shots. First one off the back rim. Simmons will check out of the game. Baby Holt back in the game. Caden Brown.
Some pretty cool, interesting shoes he's playing in, too.
It is. Some New Balance.
Yeah.
Cam Gaddis. To Caden, and Caden with a pump, and he'll put it in.
Nice pass right to the big man. The big man was able to finish that off for two nice points.
Gaddis trying to go for the steal. Well, that's Justice Williams who went up against Caden Brown that time, and he'll put it in for two. 4:58 to go in the game, 57-32. The Tigers with the lead. Ronaldo Riggins in the corner. He'll get it to Robertson. They'll work it around. Cam Gaddis and try to get it into Caden Brown. That pass was low and it'll be turned over. Gaddis with the rebound, long pass ahead. to Roberson. I think Gaddis wanted alley-oop, didn't he?
Yeah, I believe he did. Coach just told him to lay it up after that last duck he tried to make.
But the Tigers are still in this relentless man-to-man defense. They have not stopped. And another near steal for Cam Gaddis, but they're going to get him for a foul. He's fixed to pick that one and go coast to coast.
So they got Cam Gaddis for a foul? Wow.
No, they did not. Sorry, I thought they said zero. It must be zero for the Panthers. And now zero for the Tigers has the basketball. That's Gaddis. He'll get it to Morgan. To work at Roberson baseline. Man, Roberson has a... He's ignited the fire in this game.
He really has.
Justice Williams will work it around. And three-point shot missed. Ronaldo Riggins with a rebound. He'll get it to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis to Roberson. Roberson for three. He'll miss it. Ball will go right back to him. Nice no-look pass to Morgan. And an easy basket. And looks like Coach Satcher wants a timeout with 3:07 to go in the ballgame. 63-32. The Tigers with the lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Kix 100.3.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Make sure you and your car are insured with the best coverage possible. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Sheila Curtis is there. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is driven by State Farm agent Sheila Curtis.
.238 to go in the ball game. Looks like we have a running clock here in the fourth. It didn't stop. So 63-32. Justice Williams goes to the free throw line. He'll hit the first of two. Tell you what, both these teams laid it all out in this game. I thought you would never know if you walked in and saw this Walter Welborn team, but they were an 0-11 basketball team because these kids have played hard.
Yeah, they're playing really hard. I mean, they're playing relentless. They're not giving up or anything. They're trying to get everything they can get.
But the Comer Tigers, on the other hand, have not given up either. They have, in fact, they turned it up on defense. And that man who just missed that shot has been hot, Christian Roberson. Justice Williams with a baseball pass down court. And that shot will be missed, but rebounded by Tigers. A block inside, or they're going to call a foul on Ten. That's going to be on Quindarius Swain.
They had a missed second foul of the game so far.
It looks like Walter Welborn has put some young kids in the game. And at the rate they were getting the ball to this free throw shooter, I thought we were going to run the game out by then. But he'll miss it, get his own rebound.
Wow.
And put that one high off the glass for two. 30 seconds to go. Roberson will walk it across midcourt. Coach Satcher telling him to hold it. Coach Kilgore telling his player to go out and defend. And it'll be a steal, and Justice Williams will put it in for two on the other end. And Caden Brown to Robertson. As you heard Coach Satcher say, hey, he's going, hold up. No, these boys. He said, Coach, we're out here to put that ball in that basket.
Yeah.
And Robertson will end the game with an easy layup. I thought Caden Brown was going to get that last shot, but he dished it off. And that'll be our ball game. I got 65, and they clicked off the scoreboard.
They hurried up and cleared the scoreboard, right?
38-39, I believe.
We'll go with 38.
Well, partner, a great game. I want to thank Lee Perryman. Lee, if you're listening, man, thank you for helping us out, getting our computer straight. You never know when you go, especially when you go on the road, man. The little computer munchies, man, they take over and things just happen. So, everybody listening, thank you for your patience. Any closing thoughts? Because we're going to wrap this thing up quick from here.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. B.B. Comer, they came out and played well. They didn't play great, but they played better. You know, it's definitely a good time when you can win versus, you know, they got pretty beat up really bad versus midfield. So, tonight they came out and played some good basketball. So, they just got to continue to build on their momentum and continue to work on little things and continue to run their offense and be patient. I think everything else will take care of itself. But shout out to Wilburn. They played really good for them to be 0-11. So, they played a really good basketball tonight as well.
Well, RJ, again, another tremendous job. It is always an honor to be able to call a game with you. You have a good night. Be careful going home.
Yes, sir.
And to our listeners, have a great week. It's only Monday, so just have a wonderful week and enjoy each and every day, because each and every day is a blessing. So for Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns, it's a good night. Comer Tigers are victorious. We've already had supper, so we can just go home and go to sleep. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening. This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network, home of the BB Comer Tigers, presented by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Radio Alabama Sports, and RA Digital. Sponsored in part by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Agent Sheila Curtis, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Amya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Bucks Island, and Sylacauga Pediatrics. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.